Let's move on to a slightly less bloodthirsty sport. This weekend in college football, it's rivalry week. And as always with college football, which has no playoffs, a single loss can cost a team the national championship. But here's the thing that's crazier than a Steve Spurrier flea flicker. You get it? No, it doesn't matter. We move on. The teams playing this week that could win the national championship aren't the ones you usually think of.
Really?
Yes, there are big-name schools, right, like Alabama and Auburn face each other. Florida and Florida State face each other. But we're going to be talking about Kansas, the usually terrible Kansas Jayhawks, because they're undefeated this year. Kansas plays Missouri, which has only one loss, in a game known as the Border War. I need Deadspin editor Will Leach here to make sense of such a thing. Hey, Will, how are you?
I'm pretty well. Good morning.
Are you fascinated by the Kansas-Missouri Border War, as they call this game?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I went to the University of Illinois, and Illinois has a minor rivalry with Missouri, and I always thought it was a big rivalry until I actually witnessed one of those Kansas-Missouri games. And we're like this pit little school that Missouri thinks is cute when you compare it to the Kansas rivalry. They're very the intensity there is pretty crazy. You've seen some of the T-shirts that fans have been wearing. I mean, I think they literally believe that they are actually fighting a old style hatchet war from the mid 1800s.
Well, because Missouri and Illinois didn't have the kind of skirmishes of the historic event of Bleeding Kansas, where, you know, the border ruffians from Missouri would go in and abolitionists settled the town of Manhattan, and Lawrence was burned to the ground and hundreds of people died and President Franklin Pierce weighed in on the situation. And it still is more alive than I could even imagine today.
Oh, yeah, though I will confess that I'm not sure the quarterbacks tomorrow will have that in the forefront of their brain. Certainly the fans will.
Yeah, if they do.
That's one of the most fun things about these rivalries. They're entirely for the fans. Like, certainly the players will get fired up about that, but on the whole, you know, players are so caught up in tunnel vision and so working on that, and so caught up in, like, memorizing the plays and making sure they have the right blocking assignments, that I think sometimes they fans get more fired up about rivalries than I think players do, which is fine, actually.
Yeah, because if the players...
Ours.
If the players are worried about, you know, Quantrell's Raiders instead of, you know, the Tampa 2 defense,
yeah, someone's gonna miss an assignment.
It's funny when you say this. On a related note about players not even being caught up in things, I was reading this story on the Giants receiver Plaxico Burress, who was in London, and they took him on a tour and they showed him Big Ben, and he said, "Oh, I used to play with Ben Roethlisberger. That's why they call him Big Ben." He had no idea. But
at least he didn't think that was why they called the clock that.
Wait, the clock went to Miami of Ohio? Well, clock won a Super Bowl? I don't get it. Okay, back to this border war, Kansas and Missouri. We'll talk about the game. Any one of these teams intrigue you at all?
Oh, yeah, they're easily the two best stories in college football this year.
Really?
And it's from particularly Kansas. I mean, Kansas has been horrible forever. And the thing about this game is it's always intense, and obviously it's for a possible national title chance, but also it's each of these teams is going to score like 40 points. I mean, this is not going to be some like down in the dirt defensive struggle. It's going to be one of the most exciting games to watch all season, and also be exciting to watch if just to see Kansas coach Mark Mangino. I don't want to overstate this, but he weighs 1,100 pounds. I want to make sure I don't go over the top.
That's metric,
that.
To be
That's
fair.
A rough estimate.
The border war. Technically, we've been calling it the border war. I think they changed the name to the border showdown because of sensitivity about the Iraq war, but I don't know if do you know that people actually acquiesce to that rebranding?
No, I think it's still I haven't heard a lot of people saying it's the border light disagreement the border potential skirmish,
the border military action,
the border war.
Yes, and I would just say, if you know you're worried about the Iraq war, if any team jumps out to a second quarter lead, do not unfurl the mission accomplished banner. Do
yeah.
not
be
do
careful.
That.
Be careful. Don't mark anything down the scoreboard early at all. And unfortunately, it looks like, I guess the game will go like 11 quarters.
Yeah, a little, and cost a lot more than we thought. Actually, I read an article. It probably will cost more than in seats. The seats at Arrowhead Stadium, the guy whoever does the seats say usually about 50 a game are torn out. We're expecting 500 to be torn out after this game.
Yeah, and ordinarily, you know, in most college football games, they actually don't sell alcohol. They don't sell beer. They will be selling this because it's an Arrowhead Stadium. So that place is going to get that place is going to be a madhouse by the end of that game.
With everything we said, that seems like really the wise choice.
What could possibly go wrong?
Let's just touch on a couple of the other games because it is rivalry week, as we say, and sometimes they play for interesting trophies. Washington and Washington State play for the Apple Cup. Duke plays North Carolina to ring the victory bell. Are there any of these nicknames that you particularly like that jump out at you, either nicknames for the games or the trophies?
I always enjoy that. This game's already been played, but Wisconsin, Minnesota play for the Old Oaken Bucket.
Oh yeah, I could see. I could see.
A little brown jug. One of those two. They may be the same thing. Jug, bucket. But I love stuff like that because my favorite thing is after the game they'll hand the trophy or the jug or the bucket to the group of players who always seem very bewildered.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for this jug. Can I go out and party now? I'm young and attractive. I don't really care about this jug.
Sure,
it's very amusing.
Sure, I tore my medial collateral ligament and ruined the chance at millions in the pros, but I won the jug.
I won this jug, and please don't make me lift this. My leg very much hurts.
My favorite game is, or a weird game, is Syracuse and West Virginia, and they already played that game. And the trophy that they give out is the Ben Schwartzwelder Trophy. I don't know if you call that. Do you know what the nickname for that game is?
No, I don't.
It is the battle for the Ben Schwartzwelder Trophy.
You know, it fits very conveniently on a T-shirt.
Yeah. Well, first they had the nickname, and then they said, hey, let's have an actual trophy. Deadspin editor Will Leach. Thanks a lot, Will.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Deep breaths. Calm down. Lots of sports.
It was so much. I know. What will cleanse the palate? Well, for me, it's going to be a little Ben Harper. Mr. Harper composed his latest album while he was doing sound checks on tour with his band. We'll hear all about it in a few minutes.
And the movie The Mist will have its director, Frank Darabont. The Mist is a Stephen King picture. This is his third time directing Stephen King. He also directed The Shawshank Redemption and The Green Mile. We'll talk to him after a break. This is The Bryant Park Project from NPR News.